A reading from John 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives life to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but by God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him, and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Larry Troxell, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Bowen, Illinois.
Some years ago, I was standing inside the entrance to a restaurant holding my then 2-year-old son. Another person entered, looked at my son and me, and said, "You can't deny him. He could see the family resemblance." Can we say that about Jesus? Does he look like his father? God's Word says, "No one has ever seen God." God said, "No one may see my face and live." Yet Jesus once told his disciple Philip, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him." For that reason, the Apostle John wrote, "The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." If that sounds confusing, many people who read the first 18 verses of John's Gospel say these verses are confusing. When I instruct teenagers and adults who are preparing for confirmation, I suggest that they substitute the name Jesus for the Word in John 1, verse 1. What I suggest is that they read the first 2 verses of John's Gospel saying, "In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. He was in the beginning with God." You see, Jesus is the Word of God in human flesh and blood. He had an active part in the creation of the universe. He is the author of life. Jesus also is the true light of the world. He promised that whoever believes in him will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Because the living God cares so much for you, for me, and for every human being, he came into our world to rescue us from sin, death, and hell. He came into our world as a true human being while still remaining true God. He took upon himself our life, living in poverty, humility, and rejection. He took upon himself our sicknesses and our sins, our rebellion and our punishment, even though he himself was sinless. John wrote, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus has brought to us the fullness of God's grace, his undeserved love for us. The writer of the letter to the Hebrew Christians said, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus is God's full and final word to us. He comes to us through Holy Scripture so that we have the true word of God. He comes to us in holy baptism, for there in water combined with God's word, God the Holy Spirit establishes the relationship of saving faith with the person being baptized. He comes to us in the Lord's Supper, giving us his true body along with the bread and his true blood along with the wine, so that we may have the assurance of the forgiveness of all of our sins and of life eternal. Yes, from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. This grace sustains us as we live as God's children day by day. This grace gives our lives meaning, purpose, and direction. We have the privilege of telling others about our wonderful Savior, Christ Jesus, God's Word made flesh. Amen.
We thank Pastor Larry Troxell for today's meditation on God's Word.